This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Yes, it's the world's second biggest economy. And yes, you can make a case that companies of a certain size kind of have to have people there. But China can be a tough place to live. There's a new strain of bird flu over there, toxic food scandals galore, and the worst air pollution on record. So bad that on some days you can barely see across the street. It's enough, one might imagine, that the place might start to lose its appeal. Rob Schmitz is our correspondent in Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Kai.
So give me the firsthand impression, first of all, what it's like to live in a place where pollution and atmosphere and the environment are just such a problem.
Yeah, I'll just run you through my day here. That'll maybe give you an idea. So each day when I wake up, I check my phone, not for email like everyone else, but to actually check the air quality here. I've got an app that gives me hourly readings from the air monitoring station at the U.S. consulate here in Shanghai. They set this up last year, and it finally applied real science to what before was just sort of like guesswork about how terrible the air outside was. And nearly everyone I know has this app, whether they're foreigners or Chinese. So I check that first thing in the morning, and I'll use it to plan my day. For example, whether I'll do my morning run or not, or whether I'll need to turn up the very expensive air filters we bought for the kids' rooms. This year, my wife bought the family a bunch of industrial-grade filtration masks that we'll sometimes wear outside when the air quality is really bad.
All right. So I mean, the reason I wanted to talk to you about this is because you obviously are not the only expat in China. And the question that has been on my mind is, at what point do expats say, this is not worth it?
Well, more people I know are now reaching that point, especially in Beijing, where the air pollution has been just terrible this year. So bad that at one point, researchers figured out that you'd be breathing cleaner air inside a typical airport smoking lounge than if you were in Beijing.
Man, I laugh, but that's gross.
It's terrible. But say you're an executive in Beijing and you have children. You know, this degree of air pollution where you're shaving days off of your life every time you step outside, where your kids are constantly sick with respiratory problems, it's pretty unbearable.
You know, it's funny. I mean, when I was in China in 96, 97, we used to joke about that whole taking days off your life thing, but it's real now.
It is real. And I think what we will see, though, the changes that we're going to see in the business environment are more people leaving Beijing and coming to cities like Shanghai or Hong Kong, and businesses moving parts of their operations to these cities where the pollution isn't as terrible as it is in Beijing.
It isn't as terrible. That's a ringing endorsement. One last thing before I let you go. It's probably important to mention for all the expats who do have the luxury, I guess, of leaving or moving elsewhere, there are 1.3 billion people there who can't go anywhere.
That's right. You know, I spoke to Jim McGregor about this issue the other day. Jim's lived in Beijing for 23 years. He's an executive. He's authored two very good books about doing business here. And he was telling me about a conversation he had with a Chinese friend the other day about this whole issue. You know, his friend told him, you know, forget about the foreigners, that she had lost hope in her own country.
What about you? You going to stick around?
I have plans to stick around. Like I said before, you know, Shanghai isn't as bad as Beijing. We've taken a lot of precautions to sort of protect ourselves and our children. But you know, it does weigh on you. And, you know, it's getting worse. And so it's something that we sort of monitor on a day-by-day basis.
Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Rob, thanks a bunch.
Thanks, Kai.